You are now listening to the greatest podcast on planet Earth, Sports Hyper Podcast, where we diagnose, debate, and dissect sports. Cypher up.
Jersey stand up and I'm in the building.
What's good, y'all? This is Ricardo, a.k.a. Maximum, a.k.a. Cardo, a.k.a. the guy with all the a.k.a.s. You are now tuned in to the Sports Cypher. Let's go.
They saved the best for last. This is Blaine, the ace of spades. And we're here to give the people what they want. More of me.
Welcome to another episode of the Sports Cypher Podcast. The fellas, we are here. We have a powerful, packed episode that y'all should and will love. What's up, Ricardo? What's up, Blades?
What's happening? Yeah.
What's happening?
All right, y'all, no fluff today. Let's get right into it.
No Vaseline.
No appetizer. No foofy salad. Hold on.
No rest right in peace. It.
Oh, that's part of the topics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was saying no fluff. You know, no.
You
no.
Think art rest in peace is fluff, Blades? That's how you feel about it?
No, but I thought he was saying the you know, straight going into topics.
Yeah, the rest in peace is one of the topics.
Okay.
All right. But we got rest in peace, Bill Plummer. He was a former baseball player for Cincinnati. Man, he was born in 1946, they said. He died March 12th of this year. Mm-hmm. Right, that's a pretty long life, man. Mm-hmm. I can't lie.
So he's about 70-something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was crazy when I saw 46. They say he was born. I'm like, man, 40.
My stepdad was born in 49.
Mm. My dad was born in 45.
And my dad was born in 49. So.
Oh yeah, yours dad. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Long life, but rest in peace to him and his
absolutely.
Family.
Absolutely, I've never heard of him, but
yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah. Jeff Passan was tweeting about him this morning and putting up some stats with him and stuff. All right, man. Let's get into. The sweet science. What did our old co-host Big Jack call it? The square diamond.
Oh, that was so funny. he called it the squared circle. I was like, that's wrestling, not boxing. He's like,
my God. So we're talking about boxing, man. And we had Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou, man. And Francis was thoroughly dominated, right, Blades?
Yeah, so this is a crossover fight. This is a boxing versus UFC guy. So Francis, what's his, Ngannou? That's his last name?
Yeah,
Francis Ngannou. Is, he's still the UFC champ, heavyweight champ. So he fought against,
Tyson Fury Joshua. Years ago.
Has one of these mixed fighters ever beat a straight up boxer in a boxing match?
No, but the last fight with Tyson Fury was a couple of months ago. We talked about it, and it was the same kind of fight. And people thought he beat Tyson Fury because Tyson Fury didn't take the fight seriously. He was fat. He didn't train. So like he was going toe to toe with Tyson Fury, and you know Tyson Fury was at the match and he saw what was going on. He lifted his eyes because Anthony Joshua wants to fight Tyson Fury for boxer versus boxer. They want to fight for the championship, and Anthony Joshua tore him out. He knocked him out like three times and. He knocked him on the second round for good, and it was just crazy.
Yeah, in the first round, he knocked him down. He got up on wobbly legs. Second round started, hit him with an equilibrium punch to his ear.
Wobbly.
He fell that time and then completely took his lights out. in the second round with the third punch.
And this is Anthony Joshua doing this. I was shocked about this because the fight was on a Friday. Because then Chico called me, and then the next day say you got to watch this fight. It's crazy. I'm like Anthony, because I thought it was going to be a crappy, these fights. You know, they always go to a draw, and everyone gets their money. But that Francis Ngannou, the UFC is kind of pissed, but he got $600,000 for the last fight he did. When he fought Tyson Fury, he got $10 million. When he fought Anthony Joshua, he got $20 million.
But
what do you expect, bro? Like, UFC's those guys are pimps. They just pimp these fighters. They give them peanuts and they make so much money off them.
But don't forget though, Joshua also had hit Wilder before and took Wilder out before. Joshua is a power. He got mad power when he took things seriously, when he started getting his shape, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. He got Wilder punched somebody ear off, somebody mouth off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He punched Wilder lights out. So
still ain't messing with his daughter though.
Still ain't doing what?
Messing with his daughter though. Remember he said, if you want to date my daughter, you got to fight me first.
He beat him, so he got the right to go date her.
Right. He got the right to go talk to her.
Uh-huh. He definitely got the right, man. But that was now I would like to see this version of Joshua at the top of his game versus Fury. So I hope he rise up. Fury got a fight coming up with the number two person, and we'll see how that go later on this year. So.
But Fury really wants to fight the guy from Ukraine because he wants to get all the belts. That's the last belt out there that he doesn't have.
Mm, okay. We'll see if he'll be able to accomplish that. So, we'll get to some baseball right quick.
Yeah, real sport.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm
kidding. The copy of cricket?
Hey, get paid way more than cricket, though.
I don't know. Those cricket guys in India and South Africa and all those, they get a lot of money.
They making $500 million? Mm-hmm. Mm.
They ain't putting in no show here.
And I don't know if they making a show here.
I don't know what's if they putting in Bryce Hall.
What's up, Jersey?
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much.
So, I forgot. Oh, you know what?
So the next topic what'd you say?
No, never mind.
So the next topic we got, San Diego Padres made a trade with the Chicago White Sox for Dylan Cease. Mm-hmm. And they gave up four prospects to the White Sox. So Dylan Cease going to San Diego. Do y'all think that's going to make them a contender with the Dodgers or Arizona?
No.
No, they were very far from the Dodgers.
So because I'm like, Blake Snell won a Cy Young last year.
Right.
So if Dylan Cease just as good as Blake Snell did last year, where are they going to be still? And without Juan Soto on that team. I don't know.
Yeah. So,
there's something fundamentally flawed with San Diego. I don't know, they look great on paper.
They say Dylan Cease is the right-handed Blake Snell, but younger.
But that's my point. I'm like, Blake Snell won a Cy Young last year, and they still didn't do anything. So if you get the right-handed Blake Snell, why should I assume that you're going to do any better?
What Ricardo said.
Maybe Xander Bogaerts woke up and some other thing. He had a horrible year last year.
He did.
And that's kind of like what I was like going to say, but like ultimately, really, it doesn't. Like, what is it? Because all those other things that, Tati, there was a myriad of issues. And eventually those things do, but what does it really bring them to? 84 wins?
Maybe, yeah.
And then maybe. Because remember 2 years ago, they got us up out of there. No, that wasn't them, sorry. Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Yes, with Joe Musgrove.
Yep.
And maybe a better year from Joe Musgrove, looking more like, you know, these volatility things would be. So, like, a contender with the Dodgers, what is that really? Could they win? Would I be absolutely shocked if the San Diego Padres with Dylan Cease as a Cy Young and these guys actually playing to their potential won a first round playoff series? No, I would
not. Nah, I wouldn't be shocked either.
But I'm not putting my money on it.
No.
White Sox in full rebuild mode now. So
they should have did that a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
My opinion.
So the next baseball topic, Gerrit Cole, man, he's getting further testing. As of right now, they say images is no tear, but they go and see the James Andrews of Tommy John. And I cannot remember this guy's name.
The guy in L.A., right? Mm-hmm. He's coming to L.A.
They call him the guru of Tommy John. So right, as of right now, he's going to be out for 2 months at the least. But when until further notice,
I wonder if James Andrew retired.
Yeah, James I haven't heard his name in a while, right?
Yeah, he used to be down in Alabama. That's the guy who pretty much perfected the surgery. He's the one who, you know.
Did he do Adrian Peterson's?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he do. I think he do the majority of the major.
There's one up there with y'all, right? Though, like,
there's another guy's name like, starts with a Y, like Yoakum or something like that. There's a few
Giants or in that New York area.
I have no idea where if he's on the Giants staff or not. I don't know.
All I know is that all day long yesterday and day before they were telling people not to draft him in fantasy.
Oh, baseball. Too late for somebody.
Yeah, I would have drafted him later, though. That's not the way he's going. When somebody wanted to take that risk, that was a super high risk, medium reward. Mm-hmm.
Because remember, like the baseball fantasy is only 5 months. If he's going to be out at least 2 months,
And then another tip they said is don't draft your closers until round 12.
I don't know about that. Every draft is different.
They said after round 10, do not. That's the time to draft
And the category league, me and Ricardo was in. You would have waited till round 10. You would have came.
There wouldn't be anyone left.
They went so. I did a. You would have came back yesterday. With scrubs. Mm-hmm. And they went so.
I don't know.
Fast.
I'm just telling you what they're saying. I'm giving you the hints. I don't know.
That's probably because they're in the expert league. When you in the regular league, man, you can't go. It doesn't work
like
that.
Yeah, you got to follow the wave of everybody else.
Right. You go see that wave moving, bro. You wait to round 12. Your ace gonna be
It's like super flex. You don't want to pick up a quarterback till the fourth, fifth round, but if everybody starts going in the second, you know what?
Right. Yeah,
pick you up one, two.
Yeah,
you got to go with the flow.
That's why I say sometimes you got to adjust the experts to your home, man, because home be a lot of different.
Fact.
All right, y'all, we about to get into NFL transactions. Free agency, we getting here. We love it. The new year, football.
It's all right, you know.
Facts.
Before we go, I have a quick question.
What's your question?
Since you're Dallas boys, when is Dallas going to restructure Dak's contract so they
when
can?
When we want
so
to. They can,
they won't, but there's no one, there won't be anyone left. There's like 90%.
We don't need nobody.
Okay.
All we need is love. Nah, I'm messing with you.
Like they're going to wait for those post June 1st cuts and snag some of those guys.
Mm-hmm. We're going to snag them jewels, family jewels.
So when do they have to do it? Because I know that Kansas City did it with Mahomes before the season started.
His contract?
Yeah, they dropped $23 million.
They don't have to, right?
Yeah, we could do it whenever.
Is there a deadline?
No.
The deadline is next free agency.
We're not reconstructuring his contract. We will extend him with a new contract.
Yeah, but I thought you got to fix your because you only have you're only $2 million under the salary cap.
We've been signing people today. We signed a couple of backup people back. We got the linebacker Kendrick and stuff. So we've been signing some people, man. So
he's going to start. My question is. When's the deadline they have to?
There's no deadline to give nobody
the franchise tag next year.
Yeah,
No. I think you gotta miss what he's saying. He's saying if you're going to restructure someone's contract to make money, is there a deadline
for this year?
But it's no restructure for Dak. It will only be an extension to make money. That's no.
I guess
they said that. Hold on, my phone's going crazy. Because Kansas City had to do it yesterday for Mahomes, and the Chargers had to do it. The Chargers got $20 million, and Kansas City.
But
got
Mahomes also signed his contract 2 years ago.
Mahomes might have had a bonus coming up, and they redid it for the bonus. And the Chiefs had to get under the cap run before 4 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
Before the league of the new year, but the Cowboys is not under the cap. Well, I mean, we're not under the cap.
You're under the cap by $2 million.
They don't sound worried about it though.
$2 million because we start to sign players. We signed the linebacker. We resigned a couple of other players. So it's a little bit more than
a good win. Of course, special teamer. I mean, they were looking into Zach Moss. I mean, we got the money. Look, they're just re-signing. They're not doing it because of. Remember when Patrick Mahomes got that contract? He had all those roster bonuses and all that. That's not the truth with Dak. Dak just has an exorbitant. He's just on that last year where it's always a lot.
Yeah,
just want to bring that cap figure down.
Yeah, the actual cap.
Whenever.
Yeah, the actual cap salary for the season is high. They can always reconstruct it, or they can extend it because it's a one year left. So they'll probably look to do the extension, which will probably give him bonus money, a signing bonus. That doesn't affect the cap. The only thing that affects the cap is where the player get paid from week 1 to week 17.
Yeah, but to see the cap, you need a certain amount of money to pay your new players that you're drafting.
And we restructured Zach Martin. We restructured a bunch of people.
That other offensive lineman, the one who's hurt all the time.
Today?
Yesterday? Did that last week.
Yeah, last week.
Go. Okay.
Yeah, we're
like Tyron.
Okay. Tyron Smith.
Let me give you an example. The answer to your question is when they see somebody, they feel the need to rush and restructure. But they clearly don't feel the need because we're not signing people because of Dak's contract. We're not signing people because we don't want to spend that money on him.
No, actually, you're not signing people because you guys don't have the money.
I don't agree with that. Me and Jerry talked about this one-on-one. Report came out and they say the Kyle what her name was again, Jerry's
I forgot her name, man.
Josina Anderson. She was like Malika. Yeah, not Malika, Josina. Malika basketball, I believe. So they came out, it was like the Cowboys not trying to spend big on the top running back. That's how I know we wasn't gonna get Henry, we wasn't gonna get Jacobs, we wasn't gonna get Saquon. We wasn't looking for that. We was looking to get something a little bit less than that because we must have we value somebody in the draft. I'm assuming that we value somebody in the draft.
So when's the last time you seen the Cowboys make moves in this part of free agency that were like big time, like big splash moves? We traded
under Stephen Jones and McCray. We never hardly make big free agent moves like that anymore.
We don't.
It's been years. That was
Gilmore a trade?
Yeah, it was a trade. We traded the fifth round.
Oh, that was a trade. Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but let's get into this trade because we got a lot to talk about. I got stuff on this list. It's not in no particular order. We're just going to find out what name pop up as we go. And the first name on the list, Calvin Ridley signed with the Titans to a 4-year, $92 million contract. Go ahead, Blades. Take it away. Mm-hmm.
I personally wouldn't have gave him all that money. I don't think he came back from suspension. He played 1 year. He got 8 touchdowns. He did do 1,000 yards, over 1,000 yards, but I don't know. I don't think he's worth that $22 million, 23.
You know what's so funny? I'm kind of okay with it because I think they looking at it, like you said, it's his first season back after suspension. I think they think, and I don't know, I think 8 touchdowns is not that bad, to be honest with you. Like, compared to the
for that kind of money.
How many touchdowns did Stephon Diggs have this year?
He had 76 catches, 1,016 yards, 8 touchdowns. That was Brickley. You said, what did who have this year?
Stephon Diggs. How many touchdowns did Stephon Diggs have this year?
2023 stats. Let's see, y'all.
He had a bad year, too. I wouldn't pay him money either.
He didn't pay way more. Yeah, he already paid.
Yeah,
but he wants another contract.
Right? He had 107, 8 touchdowns. 1,183 yards receiving.
Huh. Not that far off from Stephon Diggs.
He have a bunch of catches, but the yards is only 100 yards more and the same amount of touchdowns. Mm.
Right.
I feel...
How you feel, Jay? Tell the truth.
I think this was a horrible, horrible, horrible business decision on that.
You feel like Blake?
I agree with you.
I do not think that was money well spent, because money spent in a salary cap is money that you don't have anymore. And does he materially make them really that much closer to the Super Bowl? He really does not. This is not a team that now you have a guy with a low floor. This guy has some. Those it wasn't just the gambling; they were attached to some, you know, mental health concerns. We have a guy who maybe will return to form. Those numbers that he put up were that of a number, you know, 2-ish. He was also
a 3
highly.
No, not a three. Threes are not getting a 1,000.
He was a 2-ish.
Well, the guy
he was a low he impact. He was
a low grade 1 or high impact 2. Maybe.
He was a low impact player. Remember, we used to talk about. I said this a couple times about how often I talked about how they were not uncovering. Remember, we were talking about how I disagreed with the play of
you know what? I was checking out. What's the guy name who do the breakdown for Man to Man for Yahoo? What's his name, George?
Matt Harmon.
Matt Harmon. So, man, his actually numbers against man and zone was pretty good, like of getting free. So I don't know, man.
Listen, he was I trust Matt Harmon, but I'm just telling you, I watched most of the Jaguars games this. He was just disappeared for a long
time. Ever.
Yeah, you know, like, it's a different – those catches might not have the yards, but they move the chains. They keep you on schedule. And he wasn't really doing that. Like, he was good.
Bro. I'm going to see – let's have him get the tweets in. I don't know if he'll do it again, but he camped. I was like, I say Wrigley wasn't that bad like that. Looked like he was more passes than
I also think – maybe this was, I can't really say, but maybe Ridley also helped Evan Engram have his breakout season. Then some of those passes that normally would have went to him went to Evan Engram instead. I don't know. I'm just speculating here. But,
right.
Know.
Yeah, I'm not a big – Calvin Ridley to me is not a super impact receiver.
I got you.
That to spend that kind of money on when you're not, he is a Calvin Ridley is the finishing piece to a Super Bowl contender, and that's the kind of receiver he is.
You know, the highest paid receiver in the league is it? Devontae Adams.
Either Adams or I think it's Tyreek Hill at 32 or 31 a year.
So he's getting $10 million less than the best guy.
I kind of think that this 22.
I think this is right
range,
where he should slot in.
So you guys remember they didn't want to pay Brown, and they paid this.
But that GM is gone though. That GM has been fired. There's a whole new regime. There's a whole new regime, so you can't say that. That GM has been released.
Well, but you can compare the
Big Brown.
You're not saying
Brown wanted what, $25 million? He wanted 25. They didn't want to pay him 20. Or he told him, he gave them a discount. He
I just look at it totally different because this is a totally different regime, man. It wasn't this regime that'd be like, we're not paying Brown. It's the owner fired the last GM because they didn't pay Brown, and Brown did what did his thing, and he fired him.
But did this move make them materially better?
I would think so, because I wanted to rebut it to you. Before actually you think of a Super Bowl, you got to win your division first. A lot of teams make moves to win their division first before they have the Super Bowl dreams. Do that make them better? Yes. Are they winning the division? I don't know, because I don't know about Will Levis as a quarterback.
But that's the whole point. That's the point I'm making. Isn't really that much about the money. It's somewhat about the money, but it's about the
team makeup.
You can put different. You can get draft receivers in a strong draft. You could get a lower price receiver to help your quarterback come along so you could find out what he is. And you could spend that money to put an O-line around him because they don't have one.
Whoever is the GM of that team right now, it's horrible.
You know, he's going to be fired. And, you know, football, I feel like football is pretty much monopoly money sometimes. I don't know, since very few contracts are really guaranteed. So I don't know. 2 years from now, Kevin Ridley might not even be on this team, and nobody.
Well, they gave him $50 million guaranteed, right? It was 50.
I don't know the guaranteed number.
We about to, yeah, it was 50
yeah,
million.
Yeah, man, we about to move on to the next. So we got a lot of people to get to. So, T. Higgins requested to get traded. Reportedly, Jaguars and Patriots kind of kicking around the car tire to see what the Bengals gauging the Bengals a little bit. Gauging the temperature on Higgins, man. So what y'all think?
Get ready to give up a second round pick at the very least, and maybe at a little something out. Oh. Yeah, I can see them wanting a second and a third. Yeah.
Did he get franchised?
They
tagged him, so they got to give two number ones.
Yep, that's right.
It depends on how he got tagged, though, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, that's right.
Because if they use the exclusive tag on them, it's two number ones. If they're non-exclusive, then it's up for debate.
The negotiation. I don't know what kind of tag they put on them, but...
Yeah. I just know for sure Snead, the cornerback for the Chiefs, got a non-exclusive franchise tag.
But no one's giving up. I can't imagine any team giving up two first-round draft picks for any wide receiver, to be honest with you. But
I just... What I'm just
saying, you wouldn't. I would give up two number ones for JJ. Oh my God, Justin Jackson.
They said they're not trading him. But what you about to say, right quick, Jared, before we move on?
I'm just saying you're gonna hear a common theme. Like my issue with the Patriots and who's the other one?
The Jaguars, the other team that was kicking.
Jaguars and Patriots.
Jaguars, I think, should consider this. The Patriots should not. The Patriots are just as bad as the Titans. Mm-hmm. And if you can't win now, you don't need to be trading away valuable picks. You don't know who you're. Like, it's just way more valuable in the NFL to hit on your rookies. You're not going to hit on every rookie, but the cost benefit of when you hit on your rookies.
You're right, so because they don't even know who quarterback is. They don't even know what quarterback they have. These guys are spending money that for no reason. Like, keep your money and get draft picks.
Well, the Titans spending money for a reason. They want somebody to be for Will Levis.
Maybe they feel like Will Levis just needs that kind of help. I don't know what they feel on him internally.
Draft a couple of receivers and spend that money somewhere else.
This is
that kind of draft. I'm telling y'all it is.
Yeah, that's cool. I definitely feel you on that, but obviously
there's a myriad of receivers that are probably better than him.
But it's also, they can also spend the money on receiver and then use the draft to get offensive linemen, because there's a blessed offensive lineman. There's a best draft for old linemen. So they actually get flipped that way as well.
I would much rather spend my money on this is not some surefire receiver. This is a dude who has had like one great, really, really good season. He's had like one.
I'm just saying what they might be doing. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I know you're saying it's wrong.
But I'll say this too. He's had one good season more than anyone in the drafts. So, I mean, you know.
That's just not a good way to team build. I'm sorry. You build the team inside out.
Mm-hmm. Some people do. Most people do. Some people do out of different.
Build the team inside.
No, that's true. That is the blueprint. I guess you don't want to follow.
Because some people feel like cornerback, left tackle, quarterback, pass rusher is the four most important positions on the team. And if you have one of them at a level, you really good to go to build the rest of your team around those four things. But
how many of them do they have while they're spending on receivers?
None. How many that do the Titans have?
Yeah, you just named the whole bunch that they don't have. Meanwhile, the Texans, Colts, and the Colts have a better quarterback. Meanwhile, they are like easily the least talented team in their division, like just on paper, like easily.
That's fair.
Yeah, that is fair. So let's move on to the next topic, man. Kirk Cousins, ATL, shot it. He went to Falcons, got a full-year, $180 million contract, $50 million guaranteed. So what y'all guys think about Captain Kirk?
The savviest player in football.
That the smartest, you know. Paid. He got $400 million. He almost got $500 million so far from the NFL. That's crazy.
But the NFL put him in that position, though. My whole thing is, Washington, they just wanted the franchise to take him twice, but didn't want to pay him a long-term contract. Instead of him fighting it, he just took it and ran with it. So he is smart, but he was able to take it because he was put in that position. If they valued him, they maybe would have settled for something else.
But I'm talking about the stuff after that more than – because he didn't really have control over if Washington tagged him or not, but – not forget, he's the first player to have a fully guaranteed contract in the NFL. Right. Like, that's a big deal, bro. Like, that was huge, in my opinion.
He's going down in history as one of the smartest.
What was it, 3 years, $80 million or whatever it was? Fully guaranteed?
It was 90.
Man, listen. And, you know, I saw that Cam Newton had some words for him, but I'm like,
Cam Newton won only one playoff game.
Stop hating on that man, Dag, bro. Stop hating on that man, Dag. I don't understand. Like,
he said, I like how he said he's under the cover. He don't make no noise, nothing.
And let me tell you, if the Minnesota kicker makes that kick, does he win a playoff game? I mean,
he would have won two. He would have won two.
I mean, if their defense had stopped Daniel Jones rushing the football at all
there were certain losses. Don't get me wrong, Kurt Cousins has his flaws. Some of these losses, I can't really pin on his chest.
That's why you talk with Blaze, man. With Blaze, you always blame it on him. I'm like, bro. Some of these losses, not on Kirk Cousins, bro.
Especially some of these playoff losses. I was like,
well, we'll see when the Falcons fans go crazy when he can't play on prime time.
The Falcons had they had Ritter, who's been traded to the Cardinals. When once going through that, they're gonna love a quarterback putting up 4,100 yards, 30 touchdowns. And
they're gonna get the honeymoon is gonna last at least two seasons. After.
See, these are moves that actually make sense. And Kirk Cousins is not a guy. I mean, I think he's a good enough quarterback.
Yeah, he's good enough.
Not the big Kirk Cousins. I think
teams have won with less.
Makeup is excellent, and he comes into a team and he is a born leader. That's the thing about him. Coaches love him in locker rooms. Warm up to him because he's a born leader. He's going to a place. Now, the reason you make a move like this, you have Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, you have young players.
And you still have a decent, pretty good O-line. Yeah, pretty good O-line.
Mm-hmm. One of the best.
Pitts is still there. Hopefully they can throw him the ball.
Six run blockers.
Pitts is one of the reasons he's there. Pitts was
one of the people that recruited him and stuff.
And gave up his number. He gave up his number 8 for him.
The only thing he asked for is targets.
They brought in Darnell Mooney, which was like a really nice.
That's a nice move. Yes. Darnell Mooney,
This is what makes sense. These are the moves that make sense. When they fit together like a puzzle piece, you can't look at a move in a vacuum.
So what you think, man? Just make the. I'm loving London, man. Y'all drafted London second round now. Pitts third round,
maybe.
Bijan number two after McCaffrey.
Huh?
Bijan number two.
Oh, wow.
He's up in the top
40% of the time to Tyler Allgeier.
I don't know. No, not anymore. They got rid of different coach.
Are you sure?
Not anymore?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm just saying. You're different not, coach. No, well, I'm never sure. I'm never sure. You know, I'm sure if I'm taking you know, I'm never sure, but all thing I'm sure that is Smith is not there no more. Who did that? That's all that I'm sure about.
When they, and right. when that coach loves his pass blocking and you get mad, don't be mad.
It's not worth funny. The risk.
Not for nothing. I'm like, how the hell did that work last year or the last couple of years? And then it seemed like a recipe for success to me.
They also right. just didn't have.
Find you a tight end off the scrap heap to go block. Plenty of those.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Yeah. So let's get to the next player, man. Ricardo Saquon Barkley went to the Eagles, which he's happy is them instead of the Cowboys. A 3-year, $37 million contract. So Ricardo's happy that the Eagles is going to do him in this year.
I'm happy that the Eagles are going to do what?
Going to do the Giants in this year with Saquon.
No, I'm just happy he's not with the Cowboys. That's all I said. There's a difference.
That's crazy.
He'd rather lose to the Eagles than lose
look,
to
like
the
I
Cowboys.
Said, there's the lesser of two evils, like voting for president. Like, you just, you know, I mean, just, you gotta pick the least.
Wait a second. Are I you saying you, that bro. The Cowboys I are. Oh, wait. Don't you
the Cowboys are Trump?
Absolutely, yes. The Cowboys are way worse to me than the Eagles. I mean, we're around the same age. You got to realize the time I grew up. When I grew up, the Eagles were trash. They didn't mean anything, really, right? The Cowboys were the big dogs. They were the one winning the Super Bowls and things. Like, the Eagles, to me, I mean, obviously, they're...
The Eagles, was beast in the early 2000s, bro. You talking about
I'm talking about the early 90s when I grew up, when I was
but
when
you
I
were
started
still growing
football.
Up in the 2000s as well.
But the Giants were good in the 2000s too, and they won just as much as the Eagles did in the late
2000s. No, the Eagles went to like four straight NFC championships
and lost them all. It was all right.
Yeah, but the Giants wasn't making it to that. Giants went to that Super Bowl and lost in 2000.
Wait. But they went to a Super Bowl though in 2000.
They went that's to it, two
but you,
Super
y'all wasn't winning as much as the Eagles. We talking about winning as much. The Eagles was controlling the NFC.
They weren't nearly as dominant to me as the Cowboys were in the early and mid-90s.
No, they weren't. No, they as nearly weren't. As dominant
they
as the Cowboys.
Okay. No. Yeah, but they was dominant. That's all I'm saying.
I just feel how I feel. I don't know. I just despise them a little less than the Cowboys. I don't know what to tell you.
I respect that. I got you.
Yeah, but let's
get into how Barkley fits with this team, man. So, Jerz, what you think about this fit with Barkley in the Eagles?
One of my friends asked me what I would rate my pain level, and I call it a 7.2. I think this is a high-risk move. I think it's a high-reward move. I think they gave a guy who's not a spring chicken and who was a 3-year look, does he deserve the money? Sure. But, like, you just gave, you know, they swung for the fences, which is they should have done. I think they should have done this. But they're talking about using this guy as a between the tackles grinder, you know, and I think of an Ezekiel Elliott move. This is not who he is.
That's not his game at all.
First of all, you go get
he's a slasher and can break it, yeah.
You give him the ball in space and let him do his thing. His first season in the NFL, that was the blueprint. And
right.
How Eli they never used quite the came back catches. To that. Yes. Right. Yeah. Right. They never quite.
Well,
you had Odell throwing him touchdown passes that first season.
So how you feel, Blaze? What you was about to say?
Well, I think that the problem they got to realize is right now they can't do the push anymore because they don't have Jason Kelce anymore. So all those pushes are going to be going to the running back now. So they want to run.
Kelce officially retired? I thought
Yeah, he came out yesterday saying that, now they have Barkley, maybe he should come back. But he's like, I don't think their offense, I don't know, I got to see their offensive line because he was the best in their offensive line.
They have
line.
One of the
he
best
guards
in the NFL on the offensive
and,
line.
And the Giants' offensive line have been horrible since he got there. So, like, besides them getting Andrew Thomas, like, that's the only person of note that he's had on his line since 2018.
I still think the Eagles might try to just push. We'll see if it's going to be as successful. But I think
I think they'll try.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're still going to be doing it myself, man. Because Hurst is really strong. He's really, yeah, really strong.
Yeah, but also Kelce was strong too. He was big. The reason they used to do it is because Kelce used to be the one pushing.
Right. You know, but I don't think they're going to just abandon it. I think they're still going to do it. And we'll see.
They moved over one of the guards over. They moved over to be the center, right? So we'll see.
Yeah, we definitely want to see. But yeah, I think Barkley have a chance to do some stuff. But I think his touchdowns will get vultured.
One quick thing. It's so funny. The contract he turned down is basically the same contract that he's just received from the Eagles. So.
Sometimes more potential. He got the contract plus the potential for the Super Bowl.
Right. But I'm just and Saquon I thought was a model citizen for the Giants, mm-hmm. and he never took a misstep. He's just one of those guys I'll always like, no matter where he goes. I think I don't want him to get good against my team, but I have no ill will towards him because end of the day, if the Giants wanted him, they could have franchised him. They just chose not to.
But, but the contract that he turned down is the same. The contract they offered him last year, right? No.
The original first contract before they
$10 million a year.
It was 11.5 million or something like that.
Yeah, that was.
For 3 years.
Last year.
2 years ago. It was two years ago.
Yeah, that's what I mean. 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was
a very similar contract, and he turned it down. And then you ended up settling for basically a little bit less and on a one-year deal. But, you know, this is the market, guys. The running backs are making between 10 and 12.
But they also say this, so we move on. We still got a lot of players to get to. But they also say the one thing that entices him the most is that he can play against the Giants twice a year. So that was one of the biggest things he wanted to do. But let's go to Derrick Henry. He's going to Baltimore. He got a 2-year, $16 million deal with $9 million guaranteed, man. Carter, what you feel about this?
That's fair. I slotted him under Saquon as far as money goes. So, and you know, I think he'll fit in well with that Baltimore team. He might, I don't know, maybe we'll take a little pressure off of
Lamar
Jackson. You know, like I know they'd be getting scared every time he runs. Like I don't know how you cannot, you know, especially he's the kind of guy that does not really avoid contact towards the end of his runs. I think it was a good signing for Baltimore.
Okay, this my thoughts before we go to you, Blaze. I'm nervous, man. Just because running backs fall off so fast, and he on the wrong side of 30. So that's the only thing. But if he's still what he was last year, I think that'll be an instant impact. They're replacing Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards had 13 rushing touchdowns, so this could potentially be a great move, but I'm a little
scared.
And
really, they signed up for two, but they really just want one good year. They think they can win the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
That's a this year move. Yeah.
And Blaze, what's your thoughts here that we get the jury about?
No, pretty much. I think he's got 1 year left. Good year left in him, and that's what they're betting on.
Okay.
They're betting on. I think that's what they're betting on. He has one more year left, and they want to go to the Super Bowl.
Penny, for your thoughts, Jers.
I think that they gave him the 2-year deal for the reason that I like to prefer 2-year deals in this situation with a guy like him, because you think with a team like that, one of these 2 years is going to click. He might get hurt this year early on. Lamar might get hurt this year, and then you need that mulligan with the same group. Mm. You got a young group of receivers. So you got a nice young and up and coming defense. You got some new blood in the coordinator space. Get Derrick Henry. We got young backs behind him to spell him. And you can give a lot of different looks, like a pitcher with a few different kinds of pitches. You're going to get the Keaton Mitchell speed in the backfield sometimes with the Lamar Jackson and the Derrick Henry power. And even when he falls off, he can still be a glorified
short yardage guy.
After Kirk Cousins, this might have been the best signing of the – As far
I agree, Jersey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Price. Yeah.
So let me ask y'all, where y'all drafted Derrick Henry? Second round?
No. This was not a great fantasy move.
No, I'm asking y'all.
I'm not drafting him. That's what.
Okay. I'm literally asking about fantasy. Like I did. I wanted to ask that with Barkley too. Where y'all drafting Barkley at as well?
Much higher than Henry.
Okay.
First round still. Okay. I think Saquon still probably going to
Blaze, first Barkley round. And Henry, where are you drafting them at?
Fourth round.
Fourth round?
Both for Derrick Henry?
Third, fourth.
1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah.
I hate to say this. I hate ADPs. If Henry make it to the end of the fourth, beginning of the fifth, I'll take a shot on him. If he's going higher than that, I already told you I'm scared. So I'll be perfectly fine.
I'm taking him fourth.
I'm perfectly fine if somebody get him in the third or second round and he do good on somebody else's team.
Okay, I'm just afraid. I wouldn't take him in the fourth round, and here's the reason. I seen Derrick Henry with a Keaton Mitchell. It was Derrick Henry with Deion Lewis, and he was carrying the ball occasionally for some big games, and many times just was running into 10 carries for 13 yards, because that's what
I remember.
So I'm cool on them in the fourth round. Thanks.
Right. All right, y'all. Let's get to Danielle Hunter went to the Texans. Texans lost a pass rush. They replaced it with him. They gave him a 2-year $49 million contract, and 48 of it is guaranteed. So what's the thing about this going to the Texans? Does it make them upgrade?
So they just want to give him the extra million guaranteed? Like,
that's not. They say 98% of his contract
is guaranteed. That is so petty. Oh, my God, man. That is so petty.
No, I think it's something to do with the cap. I was listening, I forgot.
So what y'all think? This is a nice little added piece, veteranship to a team that's trying to get some veterans to go with the youngsters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And wide receivers are cashing up with them edge rushers.
This is a team that could be a Super Bowl contender. There's no reason we shouldn't think that if dudes take a step forward, this team,
right,
couldn't be a Super Bowl contender.
Right.
This team should go down as one of the best rebuild, and quickest rebuild. They rebuild really quick.
I mean, the Bengals rebuild just as quick. They had the year they got Joe Burrow. They went like 3. No,
Joe Burrow his first year.
No, the first year wasn't good. The second year
then he won the Super Bowl. The second year, that was pretty.
Going through the first year,
and obviously they were bad since they had the number one pick. So
right. Yeah. And then it got Chase and made the Super Bowl push. Yeah. But they did it. They did it that first year with their quarterback and their youngsters. So yeah,
the Detroit turnaround was quick too. From the moment they got golf, I mean, it was 3 seasons. So,
and I've been telling Jersey this. Jersey can attest to this. It's always every year 4 or 5 teams that didn't make the playoffs will come out and surprise you. Some we might see coming, but some gonna come out and surprise you. You always get that surprise, like, man, it was so bad and it just flipped the script. Yeah.
What is the key core element to these turnarounds?
Good quarterback play.
It's not good free agenting. it's drafting Amon-Ra St. Brown or drafting Joe Burrow and hitting on CJ. It's hitting on Will Anderson. It's good drafting.
And trades, yeah. Within Jared Goff's situation.
You know what? I think Matthew Stafford. I think that was, to me, that's just a push. I think Matthew Stafford could have done what Jared Goff did if they put those weapons around him.
I personally think Jared Goff.
He went through the Super Bowl. Sorry.
Right, but he also been hurt every single year since then too. So
has he?
I thought Jersey was talking about Jared. No, he's talking about both.
He was comparing one to the other.
No, when he said he went to a Super Bowl, I believe he's talking about Jared Goff.
I know.
Well, yeah, Jared Goff.
He said the Super Bowl.
He did. Yeah. And he's saying it's a – and I'm just saying, yeah, but he also would have been hurt.
I think Jared Goff got a raw deal because that coach didn't like him.
McVay got the Rams coach. Went sour on him, yeah.
Yeah, I think he got a raw deal and he lost his confidence, and then now he's got his confidence.
That's one of the most even trains you'll ever see in the NFL.
I just think if you get Amon-Ra St. Brown in the fourth round,
it's a lot easier. Yeah, just like if you get Dak Prescott in the fourth round, it makes life a lot easier for
All right, yo. So Josh Jacobs went to the Packers on a 4-year, $48 million deal. Jared, how you feel about that?
it's another quality. These teams know what they're doing with these running backs. They just do. They're just right. You know, you're able to get him as a team that needs a foundational piece to move the chains, keep your young quarterback on schedule. We've already drafted good receivers, some up-and-coming receivers. You know, you go out and you bring in a back as you bring in these skill position dudes that are not inside-out dudes as finishing touches on products that you have made. And here's another example of that. They gave him 4 years because he's young enough.
For $12 million a year. Yeah.
Yeah. 4 years, right?
Yeah, 12 million. Yeah, 4 years, 4 years. Yeah.
And how old is he now?
I think 26. He's 27. Yeah.
So, you know, you hope that they front loaded that because he's probably, like you said before, probably not going to see the duration of that thing.
How old is Josh Jacobs?
And like I said, it's Monopoly money. They could have cut him whenever.
Yeah. They just
after the first season.
Run him into the ground.
Yeah. When's his birthday? Mark Murray.
Okay, Blaze, any thoughts about this? I thought it was pretty solid signing for him.
Yeah, pretty solid. I just thought they were going to keep Aaron Jones, but
I didn't think so.
He did really good at the end of the year. He was hurt though.
Yeah, but he was hurt.
I thought he could have got money elsewhere. I think that's the ultimate reason why, you know. Well,
we're about to talk about it right now. So Aaron Jones went to the Vikings on a 1-year, $7 million deal. As y'all just heard Ricardo say, he could have got more money elsewhere. But I think the lore was you play the Packers twice a year.
Yep.
That's funny. I know Saquon say that, but if I...
A lot of players do that. A lot of players go in the division a lot, bro. That's been with another team. That's not nothing.
Yeah, but they usually get paid more too. Like, I mean, that's usually the person who's offered the most. Usually,
sometimes, but sometimes they just want to stick it to the team.
You have a grudge.
You have a grudge. I tell you, that'd be way down on my list if I was an athlete. I'm like,
and it's different for each player too. Yeah. Right.
But I'm like, I'm not going on to a bad team just because I'm.
I like payback.
So you rather go to a good team and get paid two or 1 million, or you rather go to a team, bad team, go try to punish your former team and get it's a matter. It just depends where your agenda at.
I'm Aaron Rodgers, who's a veteran and made a lot of money, you know, I'm probably looking to go on a winning team.
But who says the good team gonna pay you $7 million?
I'm not saying that's always the case. I'm just saying that I wouldn't sign up a team just so I could be in the same division and play my other team twice.
I don't think so. I think seven was maybe as good as it could get.
Believe that. I'm saying if the Minnesota Vikings offered him $3 million, he wouldn't be there. The money was right. You know what I'm saying?
I just got confused with your earlier statement.
You're saying if all else is equal, it's low on the list, right?
That's my point. Yes. Yeah.
I'm with you, but I do think that there are people who, I think that there are people. Right. I don't think that there's.
Look at Aaron Jones specifically, and I go, where's the beef? Like, they had signed him to a big contract a few years ago. His contract. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like.
You don't know what's going on. You don't know what the interaction they had before.
I don't care for this signing. I don't care for it at all. I really think that the Vikings need to be rebuilding. I just think that I don't like signing old ass running backs for any reason to like, because even if he's decent, all he does is get you another win or two and block another back that you could be developing and drafting. You did pay him $7 million. You do want to get some value out of him. And he's probably, you know, going to be better than what you draft initially. So he's also better. And your coach is going to want to win some games, and the players are too. So as the GM, I can't put them in a position to screw me over and be winning these games. I got to go here and get you some young talent to put in here. You got Aaron Jones, who's an injury risk. He's a part-time back. And, you know, most of the time he's a part-time back, and he's not the kind of guy that I want to invest $7 million on.
Okay. Well, let's see, man. Let's see what the next player is. Tony Pollard, Titans.
He got a 3-year, $24 million contract to be a Titan. Any thoughts?
Well, if you don't like the Ridley deal, you don't like this deal because it's the same kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I don't like I don't like this deal at all. This deal was ridiculous. They got a rookie. They got the same. They want to pay $24 million for someone that they have.
They already. Had on their roster already. Now that's why I don't like. You had a Tony Pollard on your roster.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy, right there. That was crazy to me.
Like who I told you, the Titans GM is going to get fired.
I'm with you. And you see this every season. There's a team who's not that good to have a lot of money under the cap and need to spend. You know, like I think the Titans is this team this year.
I just don't even think it's just. I think that they're dead. I think that they're just swinging the bat because they spent on DeAndre Hopkins last year. They're just caught in the delusion.
I didn't like that signing.
I don't like. I mean, you said it's a different GM now, or was that a different conference?
Yeah, it's a different GM now.
Whatever the mandate, and it may be an owner mandate. You know, it may be a we're not like no. Like we're not doing this. We're winning now.
And it might be just a put fans in the seats kind of thing too. I mean,
you never know what the owner's saying to his ear. They're like,
yeah,
right. The owner's like, let us show the fan base that we're willing to spend money and try to turn the team around quickly. It's a lot of owners spend money on other people.
That's true.
Spend money on other people.
But that boring offensive lineman doesn't have the same cachet as a Calvin Ridley, though, for an average fan. Mm. So
that's right.
So I want to ask you right quick. Jacobs, Jones, and Pollard fantasy. Where y'all looking to? Are y'all looking to get them? If you are, where?
Who?
Jacobs, Aaron Jones, Pollard.
And Tony Pollard.
It's hard to know, like without like having look. I haven't looked at the fantasy landscape at all, but. Mm-hmm. I mean,
just pure talent. Josh Jacobs.
First round, end of beginning of second.
Yeah,
like, no, hell no.
Pollard, fifth round, maybe.
No,
sixth,
no, no.
He's going higher than that
because how do you know that he's not? How do you know Tyjae Spears, who looked good in spurts, is not going? I would be not shocked by any means if a guy they compare to Jamaal Charles coming out. Is the starting running back on the team. Why, in an ambiguous backfield, would I spend a fifth rounder when I could take the chance on an injury or anything and get the guy in the 13th round that could be and on a team that might be hamstrung by a quarterback that had interception issues?
Okay, I got you. And Jones, everybody staying away from like me?
Mm.
I'll stay away from him until the
double-digit round.
I would
take a lottery. You know, pick on him in the double digits.
Okay. Let's see. Next topic right here. We got Swift. He made his way to Chicago on a 3-year $4 million deal.
This is another crazy
rounds at all.
How much did he get paid?
Same as
24.
3 years. That's crazy, bro. Good job. Like,
this is a dude who is, you know, obviously it's not Kirk, but like this dude is making his money. Yeah, just tell your children, just show some potential and get paid on it. He's maximizing his not doing
and
that.
And that's since he got drafted in the first round, right? I mean,
like, yo,
second round.
Oh, he was the second round. I thought he got drafted in the first. Okay. Yeah.
Get out here and make sure you put at least one, like, tantalizingly special game on tape here.
You know what I'd say? He looks like a running back.
He's going to be in a committee.
Like a running back. Like, you know,
he's
like,
going to be in
a committee. So now they got three running backs.
Right.
Now.
Yeah, because they let one of them go, so it's Johnson and Herbert there. All right, man, let's get to this next sign. Brian Burns, man, he was traded to the Giants. He got extended on a 5-year, $150 million deal. Panthers get a second and a fifth round draft pick. So how y'all feel about that?
I felt that... Basically, we just used the capital when we traded Leonard Williams in the middle of last season to the Seattle Seahawks. That's exactly what we got back, a second and a fifth. So we just used that second and a fifth and got him.
Right.
So
it's a foundational piece.
Yeah, and I think at this point in the career, he's, you know, because Leonard Williams, although he had a lot of sacks, he played inside a lot.
Interior. Yeah. This edge right here.
Yeah, so, you know, we definitely need help in the pressure department. We're towards the end of the league. And Kayvon Thibodeau, this will take some pressure off of him. He had 11 and a half sacks this past season. The first I was like, that's the first Giants with double-digit sacks since Marcus Gold, Golden, I don't know, 6 years ago or whatever it
Marcus
was.
Marcus Golden.
Yeah, or is it Marcus Gold? I think it's Gold. Gold. I'm sorry. And he had 10 sacks, and then we immediately got rid of him. So,
well, I looked at the article. They said this gives the Giants two of the fastest bookings.
I did see that, yeah.
Because
I think Kayvon Thibodeau ran like a 4.5 or something like that.
4.49 or something. Yeah. And Burns like a 4.5.
Yeah, 4.6. Yeah.
4.55 or something like that. Yeah.
But now they have a left tackle. Now they have a dynamic duo at pass rush. Like, these are the types of moves, like, make moves like
and
that.
And they drafted Deontay Banker last year, the cornerback, who did pretty good towards the end of the season. The quarterback's probably the hardest, after quarterback, the hardest position to play. Right out of college. So,
all right. So, a player who got an extension, Michael Pittman Jr. with the Colts, gave him a 3-year, $71 million contract with 46 of it guaranteed. Blaze, how you feel about this extension for Mr. Jr.?
I love it. He made me a lot of money. I love it.
He's like, Black.
How much is that? That's good.
Three year, $71 million, yes. 46 guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Okay.
Great move. Calvin Ridley.
Great
money.
Great move. Common sense move.
Keep the guy around you. Keep it around a young QB.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Chris Jones got that paper from the Chiefs. Okay, he got a 5-year, $158 million contract with $101 guaranteed. And I think he's worth every dollar that he may not have got the sack on Purdy in the Super Bowl on that third down, but he brought the pressure that he missed a wide open Jenkins that could have been a potential game sealing touchdown for the 49ers that Jones affected with his pass rush of beating two offensive linemen.
When considering position and you know, I guess you wouldn't use pound for pound, but position for position, one of the best pass rushers of our time.
From the interior.
Yeah, that's why I said for position for position.
Right, right.
Like, overall, like, just, but, you know, obviously he's an interior pass rusher. They're going to get less.
Less sex than less the sacks DM, and, right.
But, yeah, he's just one of the best. He's a game wrecker. He's a disruptor. You can build. He's a cornerstone. He's a generational type talent, and
step below Aaron Donald.
Yeah,
which isn't a bad thing. No, it's not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, so. Aaron Donald is.
Yeah, all right, man. So let's see what else we have right here, man. Definitely like that. Ah, Blaze, Russell Wilson is with the Steelers now. You know they paying him a veteran's minimum, but he was released by the Broncos, and we already talked about that last week. How he getting a boatload of money for them releasing him on the contract? So how you feel? How you feel about his fit with the Steelers, Blaze?
I'm pretty excited. I hope he shows up and does better than he did with the Broncos. But
they setting up for failure.
You drafting him?
In a two quarterback league, maybe.
Okay.
Not in a single.
Okay.
And I'm worried. I'm kind of upset. What was the receiver that left?
Dante.
Well,
we can't talk about this without talking about that, though. Because I feel like you sign a quarterback that trade your best receiver. It's kind of like, well, aren't you kind of setting him up for failure?
Exactly. That's like, I was happy when they got him. I said, oh, my boy's going to get some catches this year.
Well, I know his name was down the list, but I'm going to try to let the fans know what we're talking about. So Deontay Johnson was traded from the Steelers to the Panthers, and they traded him for a cornerback, Jackson. Forgot his first name.
Dante Jackson, maybe?
Dante Jackson, and a 6th-round pick for Johnson, for
Deontay Johnson.
Yeah,
I don't know why he would want to go to the Panthers.
Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't. They just traded him.
They just traded him. Not, no, this is basketball.
Yeah, this is not a democracy, go,
bro. All they know, he didn't want to be with the Steelers no more. They're like, fine, you go where we want you to go.
I'd rather stay with Russ and hope that Russ learned how to cook again than go over to the Panthers.
I don't think it was a Russ thing. I think it was a coaching and GM thing he really didn't care for.
But I want to go on the record. Russ still can't cook no more. He's burning the food, bro.
I was waiting to.
He's burning the food and the seasoning off. He ain't putting he's not seasoning aggressively no more.
So how much did they pay him?
Just the minimum. Because he's getting all that money from veterans minimum. Denver still. Veterans minimum. Yeah. So a few million.
Yeah, he's getting like a million. Doesn't matter what he's getting for Denver, because I'm only judging it by the Steelers move.
Yeah, the Steelers have the veterans minimum. This has to be,
yeah, he's getting a million.
It's a no-brainer. Like it's a no-brainer for Pittsburgh.
I absolutely am with you, by the way, Ricardo. Yes. Is it a no-brainer that's going to make all the difference in the world? It's absolutely not.
Might bring him back to the playoffs, though.
Because here's the thing. It's not a given that he's going to mesh with this team. This is a guy who's had issues meshing with players in every stop that he's gotten. We know that Mike Tomlin is not backwards about coming forward about if he's not really feeling you. Yeah. And if him and Russ don't click, it really won't click, and we won't be surprised, because Sean Payton couldn't stand the man, and him and Pete Carroll couldn't wait to get him out the door for Geno Smith. So the best indicator of future behavior, past performance. After the lecture I got from Ricardo, I won't be out here championing Russell.
Well, but they had to make the move. Russell Wilson, the thing about it is there's people are saying coming out now that it's Sean Payton is not they're saying that he lost his step in coaching.
Now that's it. You know, we're talking about behavior just really quick. I know time is short. When Sean Payton came out and just eviscerated the person that came, I was like, bro, Sean Payton is feeling himself a little too much out here, bro. Ain't no Drew Brees on this team.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no Drew Brees.
Ain't no savior.
Right. This is not the Saints from 2000 and whatever that was. They won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he got humbled too, didn't he?
Yeah, sure right, did. Man,
so we're about to move on to this next transaction. Jerry Jeudy was traded to the Browns for a fifth and a sixth round pick, sent back to the Broncos. So how y'all, what y'all think about that? Good number two receiver to add to the list. See if he can
do better.
Scenery, yeah.
Well, what was he getting paid? What's the contract?
I think he was still on his rookie deal, wasn't he?
Is he?
I don't know what.
I think he's still on his rookie contract.
Because he was drafted the same time as Lamb.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and now they'll have the opportunity to extend him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, this is a good deal.
I was never as high on Jeudy as other people were, but for a fifth and a sixth round pick, I would definitely roll the dice and see if a change of scenery doesn't help him.
He was supposed to be better than JJ. He was supposed to be better than JJ. That was, you know, when he came out. But.
Wow,
right? We see how that turned out. So next person was signed was Baker, the Baby Maker Mayfield. He was signed back with the Bucks, 3-year, $115 million contract, of which $50 million is guaranteed.
I think that was a no-brainer for the Buccaneers.
Absolutely,
they pretty much had to.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So we'll see, because they brought Mike back. We talked about Mike Gunn already. Okay. So next
what happened to Godwin? Where's he at?
He's still there.
That man is still on the face of the earth.
They're trying to hold on and they're trying to step in shit, as my mother says. You know, they're trying to just step in, you know, like, because they can, you know, keep the band together a little bit longer and see if we can squeeze the last juice out the lemon.
Right. Next we have Justin Madubuike. He got signed to the extension with the Ravens after being franchise tagged on a 4-year, $98 million contract with $75 guaranteed for one of their best young pass rushers, which I know Jerry's referred to. They have a young upcoming defense, and they got their guy on the D-line to help lead the charge.
Yeah. I mean, you try to win the Super Bowl, you're going to keep it young, guys.
All right, man. So, Jerz, you never heard of this nickname before. When I say this player name, I'm going to shoot it to Blaze for him to give you his nickname.
Uh-oh.
We have Gabe Davis signed a deal with the Jaguars for a 3-year, $39 million contract, 11 guaranteed. Blades.
The human period.
Mm-hmm. He comes around once a month. Man, that was the funniest thing I've heard all week.
His nickname is the period. Because he shows up once a month.
Man. What? Let me tell you, the internet is undefeated, bro. The internet is undefeated.
No, that's Jeff Manns. Jeff Manns on Sirius XM, channel 87.
Because he shows up once a month. Wow.
Now say bro, it to his
I was outrageous.
Wait, you can say it to his face. What are they going to do, hit you?
You didn't hit me. Listen, man. I don't hold.
Listen.
Football, absolutely. A lot of football players will slap civilians. I don't know, bro. So.
Slap me, please.
Right.
Let me get two of that $11 million you got guaranteed. Please
slap me. Please. Oh yeah. Listen,
slap the white. Me, listen, I'm gonna throw my
that's
body.
That's more than $2 million.
Ricard, I'm gonna throw my body back.
What if it was Derrick Henry hitting you?
Oh no!
I don't care who it is.
No.
Because you gotta survive the hit. You gotta survive.
Listen, I'm gonna take that punishment to take your.
But what
millions.
If you end up like a vegetable, dog? Like, yeah.
Listen, then my family gonna be good.
No,
and your friends, right? Wink, wink.
And then they gonna be in jail.
Nope, I'm good on. Look, I'm not taking those chances with Derrick Henry.
I'm taking a chance with any and everybody, bro. And everybody.
Yeah, you bigger than me.
Yes, 57-year-old Mike Tyson. I'm taking that chance with him.
Yep, power is the last thing to go, bro.
Brain damage is real. I'm good.
Mike Tyson will knock you.
Mike Tyson at 92. Nah. Mike Tyson at 57, he hitting a little bit soft.
I don't know.
I would never give this guy that money. I don't know. That's me. I wouldn't pay him.
So instead of a freight train, he hit like a Mack truck. Okay.
All right. Christian Wilkerson, big time D tackle from the Dolphin, went to the Raiders to team up with Crosby. He got a 4-year, $110 million contract with $84 million guaranteed.
We're not going to talk about Davis. Just going to tell him about his nickname.
Oh, I mean, you just said you wouldn't have paid him the money. I mean, that was about it, bro.
You had something to say about him, or
no? I didn't. No. I disagree.
No. Oh, I thought someone else. No, I thought not me. Jersey.
No, he's not that important.
Not in the big grand scheme of things.
He only come around once a month. Right. Any thoughts of Christian teaming up with the Raiders on that D line with Crosby?
I mean, look, you know.
Who's their quarterback?
Right now, Manchu or O'Connell and whoever they draft is going to be.
Call me back when they get a quarterback or something.
Okay, will do. Mm-hmm. Thoughts before we move on.
Yeah. Oh, but they cut. What's the? They cut the both the old quarterbacks and they cut the receiver. What is that receiver they cut?
Hunter
Renfrow. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything for the last 3 years, bro. Nobody's. But there's somebody, but there's nobody in football right now. The next person we have is Jonathan Greenard. He's signed with the Vikings. That was the pass rusher that the Texans had lost. And he signed a 4-year, $76 million contract with 45 guarantees.
I'm okay with that. Like, they need to, like, that defense is...
He's young. He's a young.
Yeah,
dude,
he's a young. So, you know.
So the Texans got the veteran, wily old veteran, and they got the youngster. So, okay. So let's see what we got next. Bryce Huff signed with the Eagles, pass rusher. He got a 3-year, $51 million contract.
Now, I don't know much about Bryce Huff.
So. Me, I know he had 10 sacks, and that's all I know about it.
I want to say that sounds not so.
Eagles was really high on him.
If you get double, at least 15 million a year, so.
Right.
You know, because I know they said they wanted to trade Hassan Reddick and
Well, let me ask you this, Ricardo and Blitz. Mm-hmm. How many times have you heard Jersey and Buddy combine to say they haven't really heard about a
friend? Not too many.
So that's all I'm saying.
Right. Next, we had Leonard Williams sign back with the Seahawks at a 3-year, $64 million contract.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's cool. That's, and they're still, they're still
new coach. He wants to keep the D line,
And he still got something in the tank. Players. So
yeah.
Okay, next we have Blades' old boy Austin Ekeler. He got a 2-year. $11 million contract, $4 million guaranteed to go to the Manders.
Man. How far the mighty have fallen, bro.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He was literally, second, with Christian McCaffrey, the best running back in football for a year or two, mm-hmm. or, top three for sure. And now, man. I'll tell you what, though. The Chargers don't want to get rid of him because they said bye-bye to Melvin Gordon. We got Ekeler, so I don't know who they got waiting in the wings this year. But
well, they went and picked up Gus Edwards.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The Chargers are down bad. They know it, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Boston – why? Let me ask you this. Why are you bringing in Austin Ekeler? I guess. I don't know.
He still might got something for $5 million. Sure. I mean.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess.
Because honestly, I don't know if he came back from that high ankle sprain too early, which I saw a lot of reports. They say if you do that, that can linger the whole year. I don't know.
Low risk, high reward.
Yeah, he may have a half a tank left. He may have a quarter of a tank.
Who's their quarterback? Jacoby Brissett? Like, what are we doing?
No, Jacoby Brissett signed with the Patriots, and they traded Sam Howell to the Seahawks.
Yeah, so who's their quarterback? Like,
it's going to be
I guess it's a philosophical thing.
Buddy Jones is
it's a philosophical thing. Why are we bringing in old running backs when we're not?
Oh, yeah, they're going to draft some. They're going to draft a quarterback.
They're drafting because they draft number 3, so they're going to draft.
Yeah, they're getting what? Yeah, they're number.
They're two. I thought they're
three. Washington two, Patriots three.
Patriots three. Yep. Yeah, so they're drafting a quarterback. Yeah.
I guess they'd say like for that kind of money, you could have the ecosystem and he could be a 1-2 puncher. I guess I get it.
And I think for a young quarterback, I think he'd be a nice safety valve to have.
That's
too.
True.
So I have no problems with it.
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
We talked off the ledge on that one.
Well, this player right here, we thought it was going to get cut, but he wound up getting traded. Joe Mixon traded to the Texans for a 7-round pick, and today they gave him a 3-year extension.
How you think he's going to fit with them? Great move, Cappy. I thought.
Yeah.
Great move. I'm like, because Mixon ain't washed at all. He's just.
Now, he had 1,400 total yards last year.
Yeah. Mixon is just.
He was getting 4 yards a carry, right? 4 yards a carry.
This was even better move overall when it comes to than the Josh Jacobs move. I mean, I think Jacobs is probably he's definitely better than Mixon at this point in the career. But
right.
Man, what was the contract they signed him to?
Super Bowl contender.
I think they got a 7th round.
Made them a Super Bowl,
but they extended so 3 years. How much?
I didn't see the numbers. I just heard it come through my
really
phone.
Really, the only thing that matters is the guarantee. They probably gave him that shut up and act right money.
Right.
Because remember with Joe Mixon, you must give him shut up and act right money.
Right, that's not the thing. Yeah.
To act right.
I think he just wore out his welcome in Cincinnati. That's really what that was. Yeah.
All right, man. So Xavier McKinney signed with the Packers on a 4-year, $68 million contract.
That hurt me way more than Saquon Barkley. Way, way more. Mm. I think that was a way more potentially impactful loss than Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
That's way fair. Harder to replace a safety than a running back.
Notice a trend. Lots of free agency moves getting made. Lots of free agency moves that aren't really going to move the needle or were negative. But teams that are good and looked better and punched well above their weight this year are teams that are continuing to add to the – yeah, the Texans and Packers got materially better. They dominated the free agency. All that is for the yeah.
And Xavier McKinney is very young. I think he's 26 or 25. I think he turned 26 this year.
Okay, so we got the replacement for Barkley, and now he went to the Giants. Devin Singletary has got a 3-year, $19 million deal with 16 guaranteed.
I feel no way about him at all. Just whatever to me. But, I mean, you know, somebody got to run the ball, so why not him? They're probably still going to end up drafting a running back somewhere in the draft anyway. So,
yeah, if they don't draft a running back because of this...
Yeah, I think he's just a stopgap for the next person. So,
yeah, he certainly doesn't make teams better.
Man, so I think that's it. Another the trade, Carlton Davis got traded to the Lions, and the Lions didn't sign Charlie Gardner. Charlie Gardner went back to the Eagles on a 3-year deal.
Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
Yeah, I say Charlie Gardner, like the running back, but Chauncey Gardner Johnson. Yeah.
We need to also, like, let's just mention RIP to the dynasty stock of Damian Pierce. Like, can we just put that one in the casket? Can we say this is why running backs are so. This dude got replaced by Devin Singletary. His job snatched midseason by Devin Singletary. Then they traded for Joe Mixon and said, just to be sure that your ass stays on the bench where you belong, we're going to extend him.
Man. It was a good rookie year for you, bro.
Meanwhile,
Swift's making $8 million.
He got me Kirk Cousins. I traded for him in that Dynasty League. Mm.
Man, when you jump off these running backs, it's so helpful, you know? Because you know what? In college, he lost his job, or he lost a good timeshare to a good portion of his job to Malik Davis of the Dallas Cowboys, who I don't know if he snapped the – did he touch the ball at all this year, Cam? Malik? Maybe like one game.
There might have been a fumble on special teams and he recovered it.
I know he fumbled in a playoff game last year. Yeah, but let's move on, you guys. We got
to be more careful.
So we got to be more careful. This is pretty crazy. I know Ricardo got something to say about this. Some Chiefs fan needed amputation after the frigid game against the Dolphins. So, Ricardo, what you think about this?
Now, football is not my favorite sport. So, let's say it's a early season or late season baseball game. Yankees fan. I love the Yankees. I'm not losing a body part for them, though. Like, ever. Mm-hmm. You understand me? Like, there isn't any entertainment thing I do that I would be willing to give up a body. I love nothing enough to give up a body part for, except for my family and close friends. Like, these people are insane, man.
There was out there with no shirts on. And
what got amputated, though?
So body parts. So mostly it was
fingers and toes were amputated.
A lot of people had frostbite on their body, and the doctor actually said, it was already negative 4 degrees, and with the wind chill, it was negative 37.
This was in the Chiefs playoffs game.
The Chiefs versus the Dolphins game.
Dolphins, yeah.
And the doctor was like, it's only take 30 minutes to have frostbite when it's negative 4 degrees. If it's negative 37, it's even less than that.
Right.
Man, and the people out there with like no shirts and stuff, man, they lost. And it was over a dozen people that lost toes and fingers.
Not just fingertips, toes and fingers. Just comparison. Mm-hmm. I would say definitely not for the Dallas Cowboys, which is my favorite of all my teams. But I love all my teams. But if I could win an Olympic gold medal, I'd cut off one of my. In wrestling, I would cut not to watch anybody win one. To win one myself, I would trade in any of my non-big toes. Not all of them, though. Make one. But I don't know. That might be apples to oranges because
Right, because that's your personal accomplishment, right, not right. watching some other people accomplish something.
The player. Yeah, you're the Chiefs player. When they, you had to become the fan to go watch them.
And there's probably some football players who would trade in a toe to win a Super Bowl.
And by the way,
but what about as a fan to watch their team? Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to reiterate, this is to go back to something we spoke about last year. Mm-hmm. This is the reason why athletes need to be saved from themselves. This man just said he'd be willing to lose a body part to be an Olympian.
Keep that in mind.
No,
so you can't get mad at JJ too. Watts.
Oh, and I know you meant it. Yes.
You can't get mad at JJ Watts trying to play with a heart murmur and
stuff. So. I mean, look,
he had a heart murmur?
Yeah, remember they kept him in the hospital and he got mad that somebody leaked the medical records because he was trying to play?
I kind of remember that.